You're listening to Charisma News on the Charisma Podcast Network. I'm John Matarazzo. Coming up in a moment, the Supreme Court of the United States finally reveals their ruling on the overturning of Roe versus Wade. That story right after this short message.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. Retailers, shopping channels, and now even banks have tried to cancel myself and MyPillow. During these times, your support has meant everything to us. My employees and I want to personally thank each and every one of you by passing the savings directly on to you. For example, you can get my Giza Dream bed sheets for as low as $39.99 a set. That's a savings of 60% and the lowest price in history. And remember, they're made with the world's best cotton, grown where the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River all meet. They come with my 10-year warranty, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
We want to thank MyPillow for sponsoring the Charisma Podcast Network. Go to MyPillow.com to receive the Giza Dream Sheets for 60% off. You will receive a set for as low as $39.99. Also, for a limited time with any purchase, you will receive Mike's softcover book absolutely free when you use the promo code CHARISMA. Once again, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code CHARISMA or call 800-598-1793 for this amazing offer. January 22, 1973, the United States Supreme Court made a decision that has enabled legal abortions nationwide from a federal level. Now, after 49 years and the murder of more than 63 million babies, June 24, 2022, Roe v. Wade has been overturned. The case was argued before the High Court in December 2021, and it took 6 months for the court to decide and their decision to be made official. In early May, there was an unprecedented leak that the Supreme Court had decided to overturn Roe v. Wade. That leak led to protests in front of justices' houses, threats against them and their family, and even one known attempt to kill Justice Kavanaugh in his home. In a 6-3 decision on the Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health Organization case, the justices were able to overrule Roe v. Wade as well as Casey v. Planned Parenthood. The decision says that the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion. Roe and Casey are overruled, and the authority to regulate abortion is returned to the people and their elected representatives. The vote was 6-3. Justice Samuel Alito wrote the majority opinion and was joined by Justices Clarence Thomas, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett. Even though Chief Justice John Roberts did not join the opinion, he agreed with the result and filed his own opinion. The court's three liberals, Justices Stephen Breyer, Sonia Sotomayor, and Elena Kagan, filed a joint dissent. In his concurring opinion, Justice Thomas said that this case only deals with abortion and not other due process precedents, but he then went on to write that, for this reason, in future cases, we should reconsider all of this court's substantive due process precedents, including Griswold, Lawrence, and Obergefell, because any substantive due process decision is demonstrably erroneous. This decision will now send abortion back to the states where voters can cast their ballots for or against the murder of unborn babies, if not directly, then through their representatives. Missouri became the first state to enact their abortion trigger laws, ending abortion in the Show Me State immediately. Idaho, Utah, Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, Oklahoma, Texas, Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Tennessee, and Kentucky also have abortion trigger laws, which go into effect within 30 days. Other states like California and New York have laws that will continue to keep abortion legal in their states. In a press conference, President Joe Biden communicated his displeasure with the ruling and vowed to fight against the decision in the ways that he can. He declared that, this fall, Roe is on the ballot. With protests already starting around the nation, he called for activists to keep all the protests peaceful. Department of Homeland Security agent Jesse Rangel urges churches to prepare for acts of terror against them over the weekend as extremist groups are calling for a night of rage. Pro-life group Live Action founder Lila Rose shared the information from the DHS memo through her social media, and it says, Make sure you have ushers and or security available during your services, and perhaps identify who among your volunteers and parishioners are law enforcement. Lila Rose commented that, "This is the most coordinated and aggressive domestic terrorism in our nation today, all because extremists are angry that they may not get to kill children in the womb, on demand, without limit. Their threats will not win. The pro-life movement is stronger than ever, determined to care for both mother and child, to provide the networks of support that young families need, and to fight for legal protections for the reborn. We will not back down. We will not be intimidated." Since the leak was made public in early May, pro-life pregnancy centers have been firebombed around the nation by a group called Jane's Revenge, and even have had threats graffitied on the exterior of their buildings, saying that if abortions aren't safe, neither are you. Rabbi Jonathan Cahn commented about the ruling that, "Now that the Supreme Court followed through and overturned Roe v. Wade, it is the first but major step in turning back that which history will judge as a great evil. In the Bible, the 50th year is the Jubilee, the year of restitution, when that which was taken is restored, and that which was done is reversed. The 50th Jubilean year of Roe v. Wade in America is this year. It comes to an end January 22nd, 2023. We pray that it be a true year of Jubilee, and the saving of lives, and of restoration." Pastor and author Jensen Franklin commented that, "This is a remarkable answer to the prayers of millions of people for decades. I honestly never dreamed in my life I would see this happen. We do not gloat or dare say anything but praise to our God for the courageous and just decisions by the Supreme Court. Now we must support, love, and demonstrate God's grace and goodness to would-be mothers and the precious children this decision has rescued." Franklin Graham praised the decision of the courts and also encouraged churches to be vigilant this weekend. He said that, "My prayer is that every state will enact protections for children in the womb and that our nation will value life and recognize the rights of our most vulnerable." In his official statement, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis said, "The prayers of millions have been answered. For nearly 50 years, the United States Supreme Court has prohibited virtually any meaningful pro-life protection. But this was not grounded in the text, history, or structure of the Constitution. By properly interpreting the Constitution, the Dobbs majority has restored the people's role in our republic and a sense of hope that every life counts. Florida will continue to defend its recently enacted pro-life reforms against state court challenges. We work to expand pro-life protections and will stand for life by promoting adoption, foster care, and child welfare. This is a major victory for pro-life. Thank God and enjoy this moment. Pray for what is next and for all the people affected by this historic decision. Pray for the end of abortion in every state, but more importantly, in every heart." This is John Matarazzo for Charisma News.